Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
The Duke Cannon Supply Company, which launched on Veterans Day 2011, is not your typical men's grooming brand. Now check out the Duke Cannon website and you'll quickly learn that the brand is geared toward the guy that simply wants a man's product versus girly girl stuff just dressed up for men. From soap that's three times the size of most bar soaps to shampoo and shaving cream, the brand has field-tested their products with active duty U.S. soldiers versus animals, so cruelty-free is a major plus, and all products are made in the USA and based right here in Chicago. And joining us is one of the founders of Duke Cannon, and that is Sam Swartz. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, David. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what's the story of Duke Cannon? Like, how did it all come together? What was the vision that you had with your partner?
Sure. Well, my partner, as you mentioned, Anthony Albanese, he and I were working in a large consumer packaged goods company in Chicago and learning a lot in marketing, but just didn't really find it fulfilling. And so he and I had both left to kind of pursue our various entrepreneurial endeavors. And after a few months, we kind of got together over cocktails one night, and we were thinking about really kind of problems to solve, and specifically with men. We had both worked on brands that targeted largely female consumers, and well, certainly that made a lot of sense for those brands. We just felt like men were really underserved in a lot of categories, and the one that we kind of jumped to very quickly was the grooming category. We actually, you know, kind of admitted to each other, you know, what soap do you use? And he had mentioned, you know, using Axe, and we were kind of embarrassed as, you know, early 30-somethings using products that are really targeted to kind of teenage boys, you know, looking to smell like a high school dance. And so we thought there was just a huge opportunity in the marketplace to offer men something that just felt a lot more relevant and a lot more masculine and really talk to them in an authentic way. And that's really kind of how we landed on the idea of this masculine soap brand.
And why Duke Cannon? Was there any inspiration behind that?
You know, it's funny. We knew that we were going to have a significant amount of resources and, you know, in advertising and promotion. So we knew the name really had to work hard for us. And so we really wanted to land on something about a sticking power and something that was memorable. And we thought the best way to do it and to really imbue the brand with personality was to actually create kind of a personification behind it. And so, you know, again, a lot of this was fueled by whiskey, but we threw out names and we ended up landing on Duke Cannon, which was about as masculine as you can get without sounding like a adult, you know, porn star.
No, it has a John Wayne sort of feel to it, and that's what I like about it. You know, part of some of the things that I read about the soap that you carry, and we'll talk about that in a second, GIs back in the Korean War and some of the wars, they were carrying a full pound of soap with them. I mean, that was some serious stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was kind of a really happy accident that we kind of backed into that story. When we knew we wanted to launch a soap, and we knew that to be different, we really wanted to launch something much larger, because most grocery store soaps are small, 4 ounces. They last maybe 2 weeks before they're a sliver, you know, on the bottom of your shower. So we knew we wanted to do something big. And when we started kind of dialing across the country trying to find someone who could produce this for us, the most responsive folks was a family-owned plant in Memphis, Tennessee, that we later learned was the sole supplier to the military back in the Korean War and World War II eras.
Wow.
And these full-pound bricks were airdropped to these GIs, and they were used both for their body and for their uniforms. You know, I'll be honest with you, Dave, we've since kind of taken the size down to something a little bit more functional. We did try the full 16-ounce pound, but if you dropped it on your toes, we would be sued. So,
but it's still a big-ass bar of soap.
It's a big-ass bar of soap. It's very functional. It does fit in your hands, and it probably smells a little bit better than what those guys were using back in the late 40s.
Yeah, I'm going to guess so. Now, I love your positioning statements. It's really what got my attention. Products for hardworking men, not clowns. And this is my favorite, which is the mantra on your website. After all, Duke Cannon doesn't dine with vegans, and he could give a damn about your new iPad. Duke Cannon comes from a different era, an era where men had a greater purpose in building spreadsheets and spending their Saturdays at Banana Republic. In Duke's time, men pursued meaningful endeavors. They worked with their hands. They took pride in the things they built, not the things they bought. And the mindset was simple. Men wanted to win, not find the win-win. And then the whole metrosexual trend came and screwed up men even worse. Now exists a generation of men who have spent more time in a Pottery Barn store than in a hardware store. Hell no. Needless to say, the Duke Cannon Supply Company is not a big fan of this trend. It's time for a man to devolve, not evolve. Love it.
Yeah, and I'll be very frank with you, Dave. Like, a lot of that is born out of some own, you know, our own self-reflection and thinking about kind of where we are and even comparing myself versus my dad. You know, my dad knows how to build a real deck. I know how to build a PowerPoint deck. And, you know, I think, you know, you graduate school and you get into the kind of the corporate world and, you know, your life is spreadsheets and, you know, shopping on Michigan Ave. And we really wanted this brand to go beyond kind of material stuff like that and really kind of harken back to old-fashioned masculine values of like hard work, self-reliance, independence, you know, being able to build things with your hands, being able to fix a toilet without having to call a plumber. And so it's really an aspirational statement, but we wanted to do it in a way that didn't feel too serious. Certainly the world is serious enough, so we wanted it to be a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek. But really try to stay grounded in those masculine values.
Well, let's talk about some of those products. You know, you've got the soap, as we were talking about. There's some really cool gift ideas, great gift ideas for dad, for your husband, for your boyfriend, for your son, whatever it might be. This is one of the – and by the way, the prices, you know, vary, of course. There's a nice range from $25 to $175. This one was the coolest one I saw. It was the American Soap and Hatchet set. It comes with a hatchet. Tell me a little bit about this whole kit.
Oh, sure. So the premier item there is actually one that we developed in partnership with Hardcore Hammers. They're another American-based company that is building these incredible handmade tools. This happens to be a survivalist hatchet that has kind of a hammer on one side and obviously the cutting piece on the other, and a highly functional product, but one, because it is handmade, you know, carries a little bit more of a premium feel to it. So it's both a great functional product, but it's also one that, you know, looks good just sitting there on your desk. And we pair that with some of our best-selling grooming products to create kind of an interesting combination of items.
I was looking at this. You got the soap. You got the soap on a rope, which I love because that's such a throwback. The heavy duty hand soap, Bloody Knuckles hand repair balm, Cannon Balm tactical lip protectant. You know, and it comes with other little great items as well. But I mean, you kind of pride yourself on just all these products that really focus on a guy. You know, you got a face wash, you got shaving cream. I mean, you've got all the basics somebody needs.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I don't think you'll ever see like an eye restoring cream for $90 from us.
Okay,
we're not trying to play in the beauty space. We really want to try and deliver products that hardworking men would actually use. You know, so that's one filter. The other filter is just there has to be a point of difference. You know, so many brands just come out and just deliver something that just is the same as what other stuff is out there. But with our soap, for example, the size and the fact that there's steel cut grains in there, that makes it a little bit different, a little bit more premium than the stuff that you're going to find in a grocery store. Hope helps, you know, command that higher price point.
So if someone was going to try Duke Cannon for the first time, what would be the product, the first product you would tell them to buy to try it out, to fall in love with this line of products?
Sure. I would argue it's our flagship product. I think it's our big ass brick of soap. You know, a lot of men over the last 10 years have probably made the migration, unfortunately, to body wash.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I, from personally speaking and what we've heard from other guys, it's a very unfulfilling process. You know, you squeeze out this gel into a loofah, which a loofah that doesn't necessarily feel sometimes like the most masculine thing to use. And half the gel ends up on the bottom of the shower anyways before it even hits you. And then going back to something that's sizable, that has substance, that has a fragrance, that smells like a man should, it just makes you feel a little bit more like you're being a man in the shower again. And so that's I think our first entry point. And that's why I think, especially as you read our packaging, our packaging is really made to make you laugh and smile.
Yeah,
we don't take ourselves too seriously. We don't, you know, overly romance our product attributes. We tell a story about Duke Cannon on every package, and the box alone is part of the surprise and the giftability and the value of Duke Cannon.
It feels old school, and that's what I like about it. It feels old school.
And that's by design, absolutely.
Now, there's products you can buy, but there's also, you guys offer a subscription club, too. Tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. So we know, you know, one of the problems to solve is guys will love our products. They just hate shopping for them. So we're trying to simplify that process. And so we have three different subscription clubs that allow you basically to sign up once, pick the products that you like, and then we'll ship them every 2 months after that to really take all the work out of buying products. So you can spend more time mowing the lawn as opposed to buying stuff online.
Very cool. That's a great opportunity. Again, for more information on the products themselves, just to learn a little bit more about the brand and where to buy, visit DukeCannon.com. Sam, thank you so much, man. Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Much more ahead on 720 WGN.